Hello.
Yeah, this is Selena. I think we got disconnected.
Yes, ma'am, we did. Okay, I found the street that it's on.
Okay, what is it?
It's 23rd and Hillside Avenue.
Okay, 23rd and Hillside Avenue.
Well, I guess it'll be Hillside Avenue and 23rd because you gotta go on Hillside Avenue to get to the 23rd. You gotta go. That's why I said it's kind of hard to explain the way that street is set up. And I don't want
Okay.
them to be going around in a circle looking for it.
Yes. It's just sent me to a different location. Let me go back. 23rd and Hillside Avenue.
Yeah, because I just looked up the apartment and it's Hillside Avenue. And as soon as you get past the apartments a little bit, there's a little street you turn down. And that is, oh, wait a minute, what the heck did it, let me see. Yeah, that's East 23rd Street. It might be a lot easier if you quit explaining it that way because there are so many different ways to get to this street. It's really good.
Okay, I see East 23rd Street and Roosevelt Avenue. I'm trying to find where it connects to Hillside.
So Hillside Avenue, like say East 25th Street. Okay, Keystone Avenue is the main road over there. Keystone Avenue is the main road. So, okay, let me ask you a question. Are you looking at a map?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You are on your map, because your map might look different than mine. It says Marion County Juvenile Division.
Let me go to
Because we might be looking at our maps differently too.
To
I'm just trying to make it as easy as possible.
Oh yeah, no, I understand. I do not see the juvenile place. I see Keystone Avenue.
Okay, at Keystone Avenue. Because the juvenile sits right on the corner of Keystone Avenue. That's where the
Oh, the
juvenile sits.
Marion County Juvenile
Yes.
Division. Okay.
Okay, so say if you're going toward, you see Charlie's Discount Liquors right here.
Yes.
Now, that's Hillside Avenue right there. So Hillside Avenue, once you turn, so say we're coming from the juvenile center way. We go down here to Charlie's Discount Liquors. You're going to turn to the left on Hillside Avenue because the liquor store sits right at the light of Hillside Avenue.
By the New Bridge Apartments.
Yes. So the New Bridge Apartments, that Hillside Avenue street, it's a long street. That's why I say it goes in a circle. It's a big street. So once you take Hillside Avenue past New Bridge Apartments front entrance, that very first street to the right, there's only one way you can turn. It's East 23rd Street, and that's the street that it's on.
Okay, I see it. Hillside, and then it goes into Baltimore, but then it turns into East 23rd Street.
Yep.
Okay, so let me write that down real quick.
That's what I said. It's kind of hard to, yeah, that row is kind of hard to really.
No, I understand.
What about, let's see, because I don't know where that street goes to it too. I can't see the street name. If I had some damn glasses, I can see. It is the truth. I need some glasses. Bad. I broke my glasses while I was out of town. So.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so now I got to wait till Monday to get new glasses.
Yeah. Okay, I see it. Okay, I'm just going to map it on this thing.
I know Roosevelt Avenue is too far down because that's going past it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm going to just map it right in between East 23rd Street and Baltimore Avenue.
Is that Baltimore Avenue? Wait a minute. Going back. Oh, wait a minute. Okay, Baltimore Avenue. So Baltimore Avenue is going the opposite way. So you got to come back.
Oh, okay.
That's what I said. I wish I knew what your map looked like.
Well, Baltimore Avenue on my end, it is so small. Let me see. Go back to
it. It's really small. That's inside of an apartment complex.
Yeah.
Baltimore Avenue is an apartment complex. That's a street in an apartment complex, yeah. So going back towards Frederick Douglass Park.
Okay, I see Frederick Douglass Park.
Okay, do you see what street that is? Because I can't see the street. It looks like a corn.
Hovey Street?
Okay, the one right before that.
Ralston Avenue?
Ralston Avenue. Ralston Avenue and East 23rd Street will get you right in front of the vehicle.
Okay. Well, let me just put that then. I'm going to say that you are on Ralston Avenue and East 23rd Street.
I need to start smoking cigarettes. No, I don't. I just told myself that lie that fast. Now, I do smoke a little bit of marijuana, but I probably smoked too much of that tonight.
I mean, it's been a long day.
Yes, it has. It really has. It really has. Like, because I left because we went to a dance, and we left from the dance, and we were turning out, and somebody cut us off, and that's how the car ended up in the ditch.
Oh.
Like, yeah, this must be great. And then guess what everybody did? Honked their horns and waved past us. I said, I know you got to be shitting me right now. So you put us in a ditch, and everybody's just going to ride right on past and then offer to help.
Right, what? That's crazy.
Yeah. So you could just imagine how my night has been.
Oh, no, I understand. I'd be frustrated.
He's left at the car, because I left him at the car, because I was like, well, I got to get home so I can find, because we unpacked and everything was in the house.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I need to find the thing for the roadside assistance, because it ain't in the car no more.
Oh,
so I'm taking he's outside in the cold. Yeah.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah, that's part of why my head hurting, too. Because I left him out in the cold. I don't like it.
Okay, so it pulled up. It says it's... Okay, yeah, it pulled up. So I'm going to go ahead and send this to a provider, and you should be receiving a text message here shortly with their ETA and their information as well.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with tonight?
No, ma'am, but I do appreciate your assistance because the first person I talked to couldn't even assist me. So I am so grateful that I got to speak with, what is your name again?
Selena.
Selena, I am so
Yes,
grateful for
ma'am.
speaking with you.
You're welcome. I'm glad I could help.
So I'm very happy and satisfied with my assistance today, and I hope you enjoy the rest of your day.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. You too. And if
Thank
you
you.
have any other questions or any problems, just call us back and we can handle it.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am. Well, thank you for
Nighty.
thank you for calling Emergency Roadside Assistance. You have a great rest of your day.